So I'm going to talk about a few stories that have really caught my eye in the last few days. Now, first of all, I've mentioned before how South African expats now are having to pay tax in certain circumstances on their overseas income. So a few years ago, it was only really China, Eritrea and North Korea that taxed expats on worldwide income. But now South Africa and China de facto by the back door have done the same thing. And what it's really showing is this article below is that the South African tax authorities are really cracking down on this kind of thing. And also a lot of people are not doing the right financial planning. And this links to a broader theme. A lot of people would have heard about the so-called G7 tax on minimum corporate tax on the largest expats, but the largest corporations. But I've been saying for a long time, the main taxes that are likely to go up are A, digital taxes, B, minimum taxes, C, taxes on expats, like worldwide income. And they're all kind of linked together in some ways, because if you think about it, a worldwide, global minimum corporate tax and something like, you know, an expat tax is saying you have to pay a minimum to the government. So even though they might not seem linked, in some ways they are, in a global world, governments are trying to find new ways of taxing people. But what's interesting is there's an opinion piece in the South China Morning Post, which has said that China should slash their taxes as the US is trying to increase the global minimum tax for corporations. And the article brings up many interesting points, including how the EU is getting tougher on China as well. And what's interesting about this is it does show that a lot of these moves are also linked to wider themes like the move of supply chains away from China. So it might seem like this is just about the multinationals so-called paying their fair share, but there's actually quite a lot of things linked together here. Because if you think about it, Apple has a lot of money offshore, many companies have a lot of money offshore, and it's been something the governments have wanted to do for a long time to get them to onshore their assets. So all these things are actually seem like they're separate, like the offshoring of assets, the so-called trade war against China, minimum taxes, they're actually linked in some ways. And that's what the article shows below. Now, one thing that I also found interesting is there's talk of a housing market boom, maybe even a bubble. However, I would put this in some kind of context. In the UK, I've said this many times, between 2008 and before COVID, house prices were still lower than they were inflation adjusted before the economic crisis. So even if we have quite a big boom, there has been more than a decade of pretty much stagnation in the housing market. Beyond that, the housing market hasn't done as well as the stock market. So if housing is going up by 10, 15, 20%, at the end of the day, it's not as significant as you would think because of all the trends I've been talking about. Yeah, interest rates are zero. People are working from home more now, so they want more office space. Whatever the media says, housing prices have been pretty much stagnant, even below their 2008 levels in many Western countries. So if you look at the nationwide survey in the UK, at least adjusted for inflation, housing prices are still lower than they were then. They're just about to overtake now. So really, it's nothing to get too excited about. I mean, the media always kind of big up any kind of housing boom or bubble. I can remember in the UK in the mid to late 2000s, at least before 2008, the media are very excited by so-called double-digit housing growth. But at the end of the day, long-term housing doesn't actually beat the stock market. So the reasons to buy a house are things like just you want a home, right? You want a roof over your head. I wouldn't get too excited by all the talk about moves from people focusing on commercial real estate to residential real estate. It's true that in the next few years, I do expect asset prices to do well, both stocks and real estate, but I wouldn't bet on real estate, at least adjusted for costs, to actually beat stocks.